Make the switch after the holiday.
Wake up to the show with Jen and Truda, 6 to 9 weekdays.
Elton John, Step Into Christmas. Have I said how excited I am that today is the shortest day of the year?
It is. Winter begins today.
It is. It's the solstice. Shortest day. Oh, thank goodness. It's all uphill from here. 609 at KC1021, Kansas City's Christmas station. The show with Jen and Truda. Jen's back today.
Today is the first time since last Friday that I haven't been on DayQuil or NyQuil. Honestly, first time in 5 days.
So she's not going to be as fun.
That's what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm saying.
That's not nearly as fun as what we were hoping for.
However, I have slept a pretty decent amount since yesterday. Good. So I feel pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you look more human.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I feel a little more human-y. Not all jacked up on the goofballs.
Not as nasally.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It's kind of nice to have a day off in the middle of the week, though. Laid on the couch. Didn't have to feel guilty because I was sick, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
Did you binge watch anything?
I honestly slept so much that I didn't see anything.
Right.
But then last night, the one thing my husband wanted to do this whole holiday season was see It's a Wonderful Life in the theaters. And they were doing a showing in Merriam at the Cinemark, or whatever it is over there. Yeah, it's the Cinemark.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went last night, and I had never actually seen the entire movie. And seeing it in the theater was so great. And so now I'm like, yeah, Christmas is
what
here.
What part did you see then, if you haven't seen the whole movie?
I had always seen the ending, you know, the infamous scene where an angel gets its wings when you hear the bell. I'd always just seen that last scene. That's a great movie.
It is.
Oh, man.
I'm just surprised you haven't watched it before.
I know.
In its entirety.
Because they rarely show it on TV, honestly. Mm-hmm. They rarely show it now. And when they do, it's chock full of commercials.
Yeah.
So, it's so good in the theaters.
Yeah. We found it last night because Danielle wants to watch it for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's on. You can get it on iTunes for $5.
So. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
I see. That would have taken digging on my part. And sounds like work. Yeah. Much easier to get the movie theater popcorn.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thanks.
You've got a busy day today.
I know.
So it's good.
Cassie Joy's going to come in. She's got that Uptown Theater performance for New Year's Eve. We've got a big unveiling coming up later in the 8 o'clock hour. It's going to be good stuff.
All right. First, we'll get to the stuff you need to know for today in the 10 items or less.
Winter does, in fact, begin today. It's the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. The exact moment of the solstice comes at 11:28 a.m. Eastern time, marking the exact time that the Northern Hemisphere will be farthest from the sun. Chiefs one win away from winning back-to-back division championships for the first time in franchise history. They need one win in their final two games to clinch the AFC West title for the second straight year. They're going to host the Dolphins on Sunday and wrap up the regular season on December 31st at Denver. Chiefs are 8-6, gained control of the division with wins over the Chargers and Raiders the past 2 weeks. Are you excited for a Christmas Eve game?
I am, yes. I am excited. It's going to be a big game. And I saw yesterday that if we win this weekend against Miami, there's a chance that your Patrick Mahomes
could
make a debut in the Denver game.
He's Mahomie.
Oh,
my.
Yep, I said it.
Can I tell you the weird thing I'm excited about is I saw that there was a chance of snow during the game, and I'm like, oh, yes, it could be snowing. How pretty is that going to be?
And all I thought of when I heard that, because I heard that as well, is Brian Truda in the booth shivering.
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's
going to snow with 85,000 drunks? Are you nuts? You know what getting out of there is going to be? Yeah. I bet I'm not looking forward to.
No. And the first scratch-off ticket in a new pack on the first day of a brand new game is paying off big for a Colorado man. Lottery officials said a man identified only as Stephen W. said he stopped at a convenience store in Fort Collins, bought the first ticket of the store's first pack in the $50 bankroll blast game that started Monday. The ticket turned out to be a $3 million winner for that man. He said he's going to retire early from his job at a bottle manufacturing plant. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Family 4-pack to see the advanced screening of Paddington 2 is up for grabs. If you can get the right answer to this, 90% of this is bought by women. What are we talking about?
All right, let's go to the phones here. Just noticed my screen had locked up, so we'll take these people as they come. Hey, good morning to the show. What's your guess?
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Maybe nothing's working, which is great.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go.
Do you have a guess?
Yes, I was thinking Christmas present.
That's a good guess, and you're actually on the right track, but not it.
All right, thank you.
All right, women buy most of this stuff. Hey, good morning to the show. Do you have a guess here for us?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Oh, great. Cologne.
Oh,
No, that is not it.
Oh, darn.
All right. Hey, good morning to the show. You're on the air. What's your guess? What are women buying most of?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say men's products.
Men's products. No, not it.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Sarah.
I will say it is Christmas related.
Okay.
Something Christmassy that 90% of it is bought by women.
All right. 816-576-7102. Looks like we got that figured out here. It's over in the park. Here is Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, do you have a guess?
Yes.
What do you think?
Wrapping paper?
Yes, gift wrap. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
Awesome.
Well, and when you think about it, you're like, oh, yeah. No, I have always been the one that bought that in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Do you always buy that at your house?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hands down.
Yep, we're always the ones. All right, well, you got it. You can take the family to check out Paddington 2. We've got advanced screening passes for you for January 6th.
All right, Lisa, very good. Joey's going to get the info from you. Entertainment news is on the way.
Hugh Hefner left kind of an interesting request in his will. We'll tell you about that. And Khloe Kardashian finally telling the world this. We'll break the news next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC-1021 Kansas City's Christmas Station. The Show with Jen and Truda for Thursday, the 21st of December.
Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award-winning actress Jane Fonda is 80. Actor Samuel L. Jackson is 69. And from Everybody Loves Raymond, comedian Ray Romano is 60. So Hugh Hefner, that was your Ray Romano?
Well, no, Deborah. Wow, that's my Ray
terrible.
Romano.
Ha! Huh. You sound like a Sesame Street character.
That was in.
So does he, though, doesn't he?
Hugh Hefner.
I'm sorry, Joey. What?
That was a great Kermit the Frog, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Kermit the Frog here. I sound just like Ray Romano.
Oh my. Hugh Hefner is making sure his heirs stay sober from beyond the grave. The Playboy founder passed away in September and left his estate to 5 people, his 4 children and his widow, Crystal Harris. His will, however, contains a caveat. Stay sober or get nothing. If an heir is found to be involved with substance abuse, they forfeit their right to the money. The heirs can request a drug test on another heir if they suspect that there's a problem. Hefner apparently not a fan of drugs like cocaine and felt that alcohol and tobacco were killers. Khloe Kardashian, surprising no one, finally telling the world she is in fact pregnant. The 33-year-old reality star posted a photo on Instagram yesterday of her baby bump being cradled by the hands of she and her boyfriend, NBA player Tristan Thompson. The rumor that Kardashian is expecting first surfaced way back in September. It will be the first child for her and Thompson. Kat Sadler says a massive disparity in pay led her to quit E! News. So I thought this was interesting. The TV personality revealed that she left the network after learning that her co-host Jason Kennedy was earning close to double her salary.
Whoa, what?
Now, when I think of E!, Kat Sadler honestly is the first person I think of now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After Juliana Rancic left, I felt like Kat Sadler kind of
took her place.
Yeah. And I think she does a great job.
Wasn't Maria Menounos there too?
She was.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When E! Reached out, she said, to renew and extend my deal, I learned that he wasn't just making a little more than I was. In fact, he was making close to double my salary for the past several years. She said she asked for and was repeatedly denied the salary increase that she wanted, leaving her unwilling to remain at E! She said it was heartbreaking to not get the bump. E! Responded by saying it compensates employees fairly and appropriately based on their roles, regardless of gender. The network said that it appreciates Sadler's many contributions and wishes her all the best. I think that's going to come back and bite them in the butt.
Yeah, right.
A little bit. Brian Truda, by the way, makes 4 times as much as I do and earns every penny of it.
And,
by 4 times as much,
four.
I mean, he's like hit 30,000 is what I'm saying.
I get like an extra carton of milk every week.
That's your entertainment
Choose
news.
Choose chocolate.
You Woo-hoo. Get to go to another meeting.
You want a conference call?
No, I'm out. Thursday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I was just reading about the mom who accidentally burned their elf on the shelf in the oven.
I saw that.
She threw it in there to hide it and forgot and turned on the oven, preheated it.
Whoops.
It's so something I would do. Look at the sad little elf in the oven.
It looks pretty sad.
Aww.
It's better than doing that to a George Foreman like Danielle did.
Well, that's true.
That's what I told that story. She burnt the Foreman because she put it in there when people came over and she didn't want to clean it. So she put it in the, and then she turns it on the preheat and you're like, what is that plastic burning smell?
Oh, that's awful.
Why is the fire alarm going off? Oh, because it's our Foreman cooking.
In the oven. Whoops. We're so close to Christmas, but we still have 2 days left of the 12 days of Christmas, which means you have a couple of chances left. If you'd like to win that helicopter ride for two from KC Copters, the Johnny Rollins company, check out the plaza lights from above.
That's right, and you are listening today for a very special song.
Today's song is?
I am looking for as well.
The drum roll,
why are
please?
There so many people that have the same song? Let me look
it's
it up.
Christmas.
Let me look it up by just name alone. Andra Day does a great version of Winter Wonderland. We get messages every time this plays. Like, who's that beautiful singer? Well, it's Andra Day. Take a listen. This is what you're listening to.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
Sometime before 7 p.m. this will play, and that's what you're listening for to be the big winner.
As soon as you hear this kick on, you want to be caller 12 at 576-7102, because if you are, not only will you win that helicopter ride, you'll also pick up a gift card to Red Door Grill, Holiday Ham, some Betty Ray's ice cream, a Mannheim Steamroller prize pack, and more. Plus, you'll be a finalist for a family four-pack of tickets to see The Lion King in May at the Music Hall.
Oh, fantastic.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman.
So you'd listen to that all day long.
Oh, I've been listening fantastic. To Christmas music since October. Are you kidding
July.
me?
You said October wrong.
Yeah, we know that.
I was telling her this morning, I went to the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru to get some coffee, and we were playing This Gift by 98 Degrees. And so I had it up really loud, because anytime we play a song that has like great harmony, I like to pretend like I can sing along. So I was had it up super loud, and when they came to hand me the coffee, I'm like, turn it down. No, I'm not singing the lunk to 98 Degrees. No, not at all.
So you're embarrassed now to be singing Christmas music, but not in July in the middle of Overland Park.
Because it was 98 degrees. I felt like
what are you saying?
I feel like I'm too old to be singing boy band music, is what I'm saying.
No.
But I had this
great song. Go ahead and harmonize with this, and you show us what it would be like to harmonize with.
You have to wait till it gets to the hook. It has a really good hook. And I had it up as loud as it would go.
Do you have a dance with it, too?
At 4:15. Or it was a sway.
Oh,
I would
okay,
call it
sure.
a sway. Back
Christmas
and forth.
Sway. Sure.
My Lachey sway, if you will.
Oh, jeez.
So I apologize for the awkward handing of money at Dunkin' Donuts this morning at 75th and Metcalf.
Hey, this is a good question. Like, what song are you embarrassed by at the drive-thru do you have to turn down?
See this part right here, wait for it. This is what I...
The moment is right. Waiting to give this gift tonight.
I don't really know the words because it's 90 degrees, but I hum.
There's no
and you do some weird bouncing dance things. The Lachey sway.
For as long as you live.
Isn't that sweet? Between that and Pentatonix.
The Lachey sway.
Hey, 10 items or less time. Apple says it's true. Your old iPhone is getting slower. The company confirmed yesterday that older models get slow with age.
Mm-hmm.
Apple says the slowdowns are a deliberate effort to keep older phones running longer as the battery wears down. A statement from Apple says lithium-ion batteries have a low charge as they age, which can result in the device unexpectedly shutting down to protect its electronic components. The company said last year it released a feature for iPhone 6, 6S, and SE to help avoid such blackouts. With the holidays upon us, here's a reminder. Make sure your dog doesn't eat chocolate. A new study published by the British Veterinary Association says the risk of chocolate poisoning goes up for dogs during the Christmas season. Chocolate contains a stimulant that can cause vomiting, agitation, and seizures in dogs. The study says dogs are 4 times more likely to be brought to the vet during Christmas than other times of the year because of the chocolate munching.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had that.
police.
We didn't take her to the vet though. She's used to it. She got into a whole thing of Reese's the other day.
Oh my gosh.
No. What was she puking? What was she doing?
Ah, she's running around the house like a crazy kid. Like, oh my god, Dad, I just had chocolate. Do you love Reese's? I love Reese's. You ever had these things? They're great.
It's fantastic. We should buy a boat.
Police in Maryland say a wild fraternity party included so much alcohol that the air inside the house registered a positive on a breathalyzer.
No.
What? The air in the frat house registered a positive, people. Police said they were called to a rental home by neighbors who complained about a party at the residence where six 20-year-old members of fraternity Sigma Alpha Epsilon's America University chapter live. Police said there was so much booze at the party, which was billed on Facebook as Tequila Tuesday, that the air inside the house registered a .01 on a breathalyzer machine. Police said that the six residents who refused to tell officers where they obtained the alcohol were each charged with 126 counts of allowing underage possession of alcohol and furnishing alcohol to a minor.
My gosh.
The air blew a .01.
That's some kind of party.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen is now entrenched down at the promotions closet. How's it looking down there?
Well, it looks full. It looks like Shaylee's been doing a lot of work, stuffing a lot of leftovers in here.
See, I do work once in a while.
Oh, really? What's down there? Cool stuff?
Well, I mean, some of it looks good and some of it looks terrible, to be honest. I'm not sure that anybody needs these old buckets of Miller Lite.
That's what you're getting for Christmas. Stop
it.
Oh,
wait, what? Buckets
well,
of Miller Lite?
Well, they're not full. I mean, it's just a bucket. That's still what you're getting for Christmas.
Oh. Could use a bucket, I guess. All right, shall we go to the phones and find out who's going to play in today's promotions closets? We will start in Wellsville, and here is Megan. Good morning, Megan. You're up first on the promotions closet. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. All right, Jen, you take it away from down there.
All right, Megan, we have six shelves. Where would you like me to start grabbing from?
I'm shelf number 5.
Going down to shelf 5. Looks like a lot of DVDs here. Ah, do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's a Shopkins DVD, the first ever Shopkins movie.
Oh, wonderful.
So if you had little girls, that would be exciting for them.
Perfect.
We will let you choose from another shelf. Where would you like me to go now?
Number 2.
Okay.
What? Oh,
okay, so when New Kids on the Block announced their tour last year, they sent us these promotional dolls. So it's a Danny Wood Barbie doll.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It says Hanging Loose. Danny's got a shirt on that says Danny's Gym. It's pretty great.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Okay, and I'm going to let you pick one more thing, and you can pick what you want to keep.
Wonderful. Number 3.
Okay. These are tickets.
Ooh.
Mavericks hockey tickets. A family 4-pack of tickets. You can go check out a Mavericks hockey game.
Oh, fun.
So what would you like? Shopkins DVD, Danny Wood Barbie doll, or the Mavericks tickets?
I think the Mavericks tickets would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
All right. There we go. Thank you. Hold on for 1 second. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for listening. We, of course, have the New Kids on the Block here. Funky, funky Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so giving this doll to somebody.
I can't give that to you for Christmas.
Oh, you didn't get in on the company Secret Santa, did you?
If this was a Jordan Knight one, I'd be keeping it for myself.
All right, let's go to Colby, who's driving home. Good morning, Colby. Oh, I didn't do that right. There's the button that sticks. Hey, Colby, what's going on, bud?
Not much. How are you?
Doing well.
All right, Colby. 6 shelves. Where do you want me to start?
Oh, we'll go with shelf 1.
Number 1. It's a T-shirt. What does it say? Kansas City Comic-Con from 2015. If you'd like a Kansas City Comic-Con T-shirt, it is yours. It's a black shirt.
Okay.
We'll pick from another shelf. Where do you want me to go?
Shelf 6.
Okay, leaning down. It is a Monster High doll. Are you familiar with the Monster High dolls?
I have a niece that loves them.
So. Uh-huh. This is a singing pop star, Ari Huntington. One more shelf. We'll let you pick again.
We'll go to shelf 4.
Yep, I would choose that one, too. That's where the tickets are. Charlie Puth coming to Starlight August 9th. Tickets for that show go on sale tomorrow at 10, or you can win them before you can buy them right now.
I will take both.
Yes, Charlie Puth tickets for you.
All right, there you go.
Awesome.
Nice job, Colby. What are you driving home from, by the way?
I work at a hospital.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening, and we're going to get you to those Charlie Puth tickets, all right? There you go. Joey's got the info. Jen, I think there's plenty of stuff in there that, man, we could do this for the next 20 days.
Oh, yeah. We've got good stuff to get rid of in here. And by get rid of, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to help clean it out.
Well, the glut of 2018 crap is about to be coming through soon, so we need a clear space.
I can't wait.
Yes. All right. Thanks for being down there. Come on back.
All right, you're getting a Comic-Con t-shirt for Christmas.
Yeah! Actually, I'd kind of like Ariana Scarrington or whatever her name is. Coming up, Shaylee's got the all-access.
Tanya Harding says people just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And Mariah Carey just reached a huge milestone. I'm going to tell you what it is next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So Tanya Harding says people still don't understand what happened with her and Nancy Kerrigan. And she has a story that about... I, Tanya, that's out right now that we all said we want to go see.
Yes.
But there's also an interview, Truth and Lies, the Tanya Harding story, that's coming out in January on ABC.
Yeah.
And
nice.
We have a quick clip of that.
Because they don't listen. The media had me convicted of doing something wrong before I had even done anything at all. I'm always the bad person. Is it a challenge from the Lord to see how far I can be pushed until I break and become nothing? You can't push me that far anymore, because I've been nothing. And I've been nothing several times.
This sounds so good, not gonna lie. I've seen documentaries about her, man. She's not okay. Well, that Truth and Lies, the Tanya Harding story, airs on ABC on Thursday, January 11th at 8. And I, Tanya, is in theaters right now.
I met her.
You did?
You
she
did?
She came through, did an interview when she was doing celebrity boxing.
What?
Yes, and we were going to have her box. Our producer at the time, Doug. And, yeah.
What was she like? What was your impression?
She's just tiny, scrappy. And
I get the feeling she is in real life how we just heard her.
Right.
Like,
right, exactly.
She's probably pretty defensive.
Yeah,
and
I mean, she's very, you know, outspoken. She was very fun at the time.
Huh,
you know?
So great. I didn't know that about you.
The random celebrity stories.
Right.
Who knows?
It's just the random people that come through a radio station.
True. And I was completely shocked by this. Mariah Carey's hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, just now reached Billboard's Hot 100 Top 10.
But how long ago did it come out?
24 years ago.
Yo.
And it's still in the top 10. Yeah. But I'm surprised it was the first time.
Yeah.
But she said, this is such an amazing Christmas gift. And it's her 28th Hot 100 Top 10, tying her with Stevie Wonder for the 5th most top 10s in history.
You can only hear it 27 times a day right here on Kansas City's Christmas station.
True.
I really was. I was doing music scheduling for Christmas Day. I'm like, crap, I need to play this song more.
Did you schedule it 30 times instead?
Yes.
Figured.
The University of Illinois had a caroling line. Like, for 5 days, you could call this line.
Oh,
and they had
right.
students running it. And you could request any Christmas song you wanted, and they would just sing it for you.
Did you call all the time?
No. We were supposed to do this on the show yesterday, but I was sick. And so we missed it, and now it's over.
Oh,
but they said
that's right.
By far, the most requested song was this. They had to sing it over 300 times last year. This song.
Can
wow.
you imagine? We'll just get them in here to sing it live every time Brian scheduled it.
There you go.
Yeah, sure.
Easy enough. And Jen, I know this is your favorite. Rebel Wilson stopped by Jimmy Fallon to promote Pitch Perfect 3 last night.
Yeah.
And they played a game, Google Translate, where they put in words or phrases, and obviously it's not exactly correct when it comes out. So they decided to try some Christmas songs.
Perfect was on last night, too.
I know, I watched it.
Of course you did.
It was Aka Amazing. Do we understand what she's saying? That was Deck the Halls
right.
via Google Translate.
I think it was probably better when it had the words at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, because I couldn't understand a single
Jimmy's
thing.
Jimmy's is the best. He does Jingle Bells,
this
a.k.a.
This is a little bit easier.
Bells That Make Sound.
Escaping from ice, a horse jumps on its foot. We compete in grass. He laughs at options. Look around. sensing the ghost breath. Is it fun to sing a song while having a nightmare? Oh, bells make sounds, bells make sounds, bells always make sounds. It's funny that it's so walking the seal of a horse. Hey, bells make, everybody, bells make sounds.
Can we add
bells
this in?
Always make
oh,
sounds.
Sure.
Pitch Perfect 3 is going to open everywhere on Friday. That's your all access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We got a special guest friend of ours in studio.
Somebody we've gotten to know pretty well over the last year, ever since she was on NBC's The Voice, Smithville native Cassie Joy. Hi.
What's up?
Are you fresh in from Nashville?
I am. Yeah, we just got in last night, and I walked straight into Family Christmas, and now I'm here.
Does your family do a big, like, you walk in and it's Griswolded up?
Yes. Completely. Yeah. We have a bunch of traditions we do, and one of them is we have to have pizza. My dad tried to change it one year and make it like a nice holiday ham, and I'm like, it's pizza! It's tradition!
Is it the same kind of pizza every
year? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's just got to be Pizza Hut every year.
Oh, fantastic.
Where did that start? How did that come
I don't
around?
Know. Probably one year, like the dog ate the ham or something 20 years ago, and it's been, well, let's get pizza.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to start it. Yeah, sure.
Sounds like a better plan to me anyway.
Yeah.
So we have to talk to you about this. A couple weeks ago, you sang the national anthem at the Chiefs game.
Yes.
You were amazing as always.
Thank you.
But Shayla here was losing her mind.
There were some other things going
on. Oh my God. You got to meet a Backstreet Boy.
Yes.
How? Tell me everything.
Well, we were standing on the sideline like 30 minutes before kickoff and, you know, me singing and everything. And I look over and there's this like magical unicorn man with like Fabio hair and a trench coat.
Was there sparkles around him too?
Obviously. Okay. And I was like, you don't seem like you play football. And he turned around and I said, oh my God, Brian, that's a Backstreet Boy. And he was like, no way. And so I'm Googling. I'm like, that's a Backstreet Boy. And so I run over to like the Chiefs girls and I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry, but is that a Backstreet Boy? And they're like, oh my God, it is. And so we all go running over and we were all having panic attacks. It was a mess.
And it was Kevin Richardson.
It was.
So how did you play it when you meet him?
Not cool at all.
Okay. How was it?
Totally. Well, I got the Chiefs photographer guy to go and interrupt a little girl talking to him. excuse me, ma'am. Can you leave? We have someone more important.
I see that you're a very sweet girl who's in a wheelchair, but I'm
yes, actually laughing. It was probably the Dream Factory girl with the game ball. You jerk store. Yeah.
I'm way Cassie Joy, damn. So hello. You yeah. need to meet him.
Yes.
But we were trying to figure out why would he be there, but apparently his wife went to Shawnee Mission Northwest.
Yes. Yeah. He said the Hunts, you know, those guys, invited him.
Oh, yeah.
To,
the Hunts invite me all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, they're
too.
My besties. Yeah.
Wow. So the Backstreet Boy, then you sing the national anthem. Just killed it, as
Thank you
always do. And then you also just performed at the Kauffman Center.
Yes. That was magical. Definitely different than what I've ever, you know, played for before. I'm used to, you know, a bunch of drunk people walking around the bars, half listening, you know, right. yelling out Freebird. And this time, like, everyone was listening to me. So that was new.
Yeah. Well, they're drunk. They're just in suits.
Right, right. Exactly. They're just respectful about it. Yeah.
They're drunk
it's
on
the
Lagavulin.
Wine crowd.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful venue.
Oh, it was. It was just so so pretty.
And your rendition of O Holy Night. Sincerely, was I crying, Shaylee?
She was.
In Shaylee's office listening to it, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yay,
but we did have
you.
A couple people walk by and go, who is that? That's really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, look that up.
I'm sorry. I was just waiting for the fabulous introduction of Cassie Joy at Arrowhead Stadium. Yes,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. You're very,
yes.
Sorry
there
about that.
Go.
I didn't even know that you did that before until I saw the Facebook thing
oh,
later.
Oh, sure, right.
Yeah. Brian announces the national anthem singer.
That's so cool.
I was like, that's you. You're like a little ant down there that I can barely see you from our seat
just
up at the right hand
pants.
Of the Father. But I was like, well, Cassie Joy, there we go.
Did you see that's the Backstreet so cool. Boy from up there?
Were you crying?
Oh, I had no idea.
Right.
And no
now,
clue.
Coming up, New Year's Eve performance.
Yes.
Uptown Theater.
Yeah, it's in a few days, I feel like, isn't it? It's like really coming up.
Right.
I got to get an outfit.
Yeah.
You don't have one yet?
No.
You're always prepared with an outfit.
I know. I'm really stressing, guys. So if anyone has any recommendations for disco ball dresses, hit me up.
What about a disco ball onesie?
Hey, that would be good. Yeah. You know, I love a romper.
That sounds very Beyonce-esque.
Yes.
I mean, you could start it, I feel like.
Yes.
They're going to have a craft beer lounge, laser light show, party favors, champagne all night, open well bar. Yes.
Yeah.
And Cassie Joy.
Yeah,
what kinds
bars.
Of stuff will you be performing?
All the things. It's going to be the weirdest set list you've ever heard. There's going to be some There's going to be some cheese money coming out, some rapping parts. There's going to be some yodeling. Sweet. You'll hear brand new original music that I've, like, only my mom has heard. So I'll be playing some new music.
Wait, and, what are you going to rap?
That's all I'm going to tell you.
I want to
cheese money.
Now.
Cheese money is in the works.
I wish we could, you know, on the Goldbergs, how that JTB drops a beat. JTB.
Right.
And then they drop a beat and then he raps.
Right.
Oh, then I'd
like in Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
It's a ripoff.
Right.
Come on, Cassie.
I think this should be the one right here.
Yes.
This would be fantastic.
You got this.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped.
Don't pretend you don't know this song.
What is this? I've never heard it.
She's too young.
I'm kidding.
Stop
I'm kidding.
Whatever.
Do you want to put her on the clock for a quick 60-second questioning?
Oh, I will, yes.
All right, 60 seconds, rapid-fire questions, Cassie
oh,
Joy.
Boy.
Are you prepared?
All right, ready.
All right, are you set?
Yep.
And here we go.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Story.
Least favorite Christmas song?
Oh, I don't know. I love them all.
Even Last Christmas? By Wham?
Yes.
Really?
It's all right. It's all right.
Taylor's version,
I like
though.
Taylor's version.
Where's one place you've never been but really want to go?
Ireland.
Uh-huh. If money wasn't an issue, what would you buy your wonderful husband for Christmas?
A car.
Mm-hmm. What would you get him? What do you want?
Shelby GT500.
That's exactly what my husband wants.
Is that it? Oh, wife of the year.
And
I
what
don't
is,
even know what that is.
I don't either.
What is your dream venue to perform in, and who would be your opening act?
Sprint Center. I guess Taylor, but I would also open for her, obviously.
Brian also does the kazoo. He can open for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
True, yes. One day this damn kazoo is going to pay off.
Congratulations. Well done, Cassie
yes,
Joy.
Thank you. Nailed it.
Thank you for getting up early and coming by. We want to come see you at the Uptown.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Excellent.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry
you guys.
Christmas to you guys.
Oh, and that first, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we got to get through that
also
first.
Christmas.
And then Happy New Year. And
all
right.
Of that. And to your puppy, too. We love when you bring him in. I do.
Oh, sweet boy. All right, Cassie, thanks for coming by.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Coming up next, a very big reveal. Get the Kleenex out. This is going to be a three hanky segment coming up here.
This is going to be good. Stick with us.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC1021, Kansas City's Christmas station. The show with Jen and Truda, 8:29 on a Thursday morning. Girls, we have we started this about a month ago, right after we switched to Christmas music. It was right around Thanksgiving time that our friend Danny from Country Hill Motors came in and unveiled the season of giving, the 10th annual season of giving, as a matter of fact, with Country Hill Motors. And Danny is here this morning amongst a big group of people. So, Danny, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
This is the culmination of that event is about to happen right here.
It is. It is. We have a packed room. We're super excited. We got over 1,300 nominations this year. Isn't that incredible? So we had an awesome team. We all sat together with boxes of tissues and read through every single one of them. And yesterday morning, we got to go with our team at Morgan Miller and donate a brand new water heater for some folks at their home. Last night, we showed up at Sprouts and with a bell choir. So cool. And a flash mob bell choir, thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
And they walked down the
Those
aisle.
Those girls are great.
Oh, my God. They were incredible. And surprised this lucky family with 8 children with food for a whole year. And right now we're so excited to announce our winner of the minivan.
Okay. All right. So we're going to call her and surprise her. They have a group out there that they've told her a story that they're doing a human interest story about her. Is
yeah,
that
we
right?
had to make something
yeah, you had
up,
to make
right?
up something. Why there's a camera crew in her face and why she's getting this call. But we also have her friend Dawn, who is in studio with us. And Dawn, in 1 second, is going to tell us about our winner, Carol. So are we ready to call her?
Let's
now,
do it.
Now, you know my history of dialing. So,
hopefully he calls the right person is what we're saying.
I've gotten old men before that are like, who are you calling? What are you trying to do? So let's do this here. All right, phone's ringing. And this is going to be Carol on the other end of the line. Come on, Carol.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carol?
Yes.
Hey, Carol, good morning. How are you?
Tired. How are you?
Tired. Great. So let me introduce myself. I'm Brian Truda. We've got Jen Johnson and Shaylee here from the show with Jen and Truda on KC1021 Radio. We are Kansas City's Christmas radio station. Good to talk to you this morning.
Yes, you said.
The shock is steady.
So we're calling you because we have a friend of yours who joins us in studio this morning. Her name is Dawn. Do you know Dawn?
I do.
Yes. How do you know Dawn?
Stepmother-in-law.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, Dawn, come on up to the microphone here and tell us. Dawn wrote a great letter about you and wanted to share that with us right now. So, Dawn, will you please read to us what you've written here?
Hey, Carol.
Hey.
As someone who has known you for years, I see the strong woman you have become, and I admire you. Because no matter what life throws at you, you take it and make it a lesson for your five beautiful children. You show them that your faith in God can get you through all of it. I can't think of a more amazing person than you because of all the hardships you and your children have endured. 15 years ago, at the age of 22, your husband was diagnosed with his first meningioma brain tumor, and within the next years went through 50 plus surgeries. I've watched you remain strong through all of them, staying by his side during recovery and doing the best you can to make ends meet, struggling financially without insurance, sufficient income, all the while never giving up. So losing your husband this year, I've watched you to continue to struggle, but I know your faith in God has brought you great strength. You picked yourself up, went back to school to earn your degree in a field of helping others. That's so you. You continue to strive for more for your children's sake, never giving up, never asking for handouts. You've worked so hard to accomplish so much for your family, and we want you to know you're not alone. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you.
Carol, how does it feel to hear those words about you read back to yourself?
I'm sorry.
You have five children, is that right?
Yeah, I have five. We have five kids, yes.
And you have a need for transportation. I mean, obviously, that's a lot of places to go with five kids, right?
Right. Yeah.
We wanted to help you with that because Dawn wrote this letter, and there are plenty of great people. Trisha, I think, also at your side this morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well, we brought Danny from Country Hill Motors in today because we wanted to give you, and we have picked you out of more than 1,300 people to receive a minivan, and we're going to fill that minivan filled with toys as well, and it's all yours, Carol. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Don't cry. I see it. It's coming up.
I know.
No, cry. It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're all crying here, so it's okay.
I know, right? That's crazy. I appreciate it so, so much. You guys don't even know.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
My name's Danny, and I'm with Country Hill Motors. Believe it or not, this is our 10th year of doing this very special donation. And about a month ago, we teamed up with 102.1 and the incredible souls in this room to ask them to help us put out an ad to ask for nominations. And three different people heard the message and nominated you. One of them is one of your kids' softball coach, believe it or not. Another one is Dawn, and the other one was Trisha. And none of them knew that they didn't come together to do this. They just did it because they heard it, and they each wrote beautiful stories about the journey that you've been through over the last couple of years, and it touched them. And so they nominated you, and we sat and we read through 1,300 nominations, and yours rose to the top. Which is why you're receiving this really special gift. So we're so excited that you've won, and congratulations.
Yeah, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What are you doing Friday?
Thank you.
Tomorrow, are you busy?
Not until 11 o'clock at night when I go to work.
So we are going to pick you up tomorrow in a limousine at 1 o'clock, you and all your kids. And we're going to bring you to the car dealership. Where there'll be a few folks to greet you, and that way you can unwrap the minivan. It's currently wrapped in about 13 rolls of wrapping paper.
Awesome.
And there's a few gifts as well for your whole family. So we're so excited, and we feel so blessed that we can give you this gift. So thank you.
Thank you guys so much. It means a lot to us. Thank you, Dawn. I love you. I love you too, Trish.
I love you too.
You got me.
Dawn, you did a great job reading that, by the way. She wasn't sure. She was so nervous beforehand, but you did an excellent job there.
Wow.
Sharing Carol's story.
Thank you. Dawn tells me this on a daily. Like, she sends me long text messages and tells me, you know, how much she loves me, how strong I am. And I appreciate it. I really do. That other people see it. But.
Carol, how old are your kids?
I have a 20-year-old, 18, 14, 6, and 3.
Wow.
Our 6-year-old, he's 7. One day after the anniversary of his dad's death. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he turned 7 mm-hmm. January 8th, and his dad died January 7th.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, we have somebody here with us as well in the studio. Just so you know, Mary is here with us, and so she's sending her love.
Oh, tell her I love her. I love her to death. She's got me through so much, and that's Jason's mom. So, and my mother-in-law, she pretty much raised me as well. So,
thank you, honey. I love you.
I love you.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Merry Christmas. I love you. This is so exciting, huh?
Yes, it is. I'm so happy for you.
A minivan full of toys.
Oh, just wait till they see that tomorrow afternoon at Country Hill Motors. That's going to be
fantastic.
They're
all going to be excited for sure.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, Merry Christmas, Carol. Is it dusty here or what? We're going to put you on hold for 1 second real quick. We're going to tell you all about how we're going to pick you up tomorrow. Danny, Dawn, thank you so much.
Thank
Amazing.
You. Congratulations again.
Amazing. Fantastic. From KC-102.1, Kansas City's Christmas Station. You can't top that. Giving back at the holiday season. It's what it's all about.
Merry Christmas.
Right back after this.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Kansas City's Christmas Station. We're still feeling the effects of the Season of Giving finale that we just experienced here.
I love Christmas. And I love that that woman was so loved that 3 different people who had no idea that the other ones were nominating her separately, individually, said, hey, this woman deserves this minivan full of toys.
Isn't that something?
That was my favorite part. And to see how much they loved her, like off the air, they were crying way harder than they were on the air. They just, they love her so much.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, Carol.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Today is the 21st of December. Jen is here with the entertainment news.
Celebrating birthdays today. Academy Award-winning actress Jane Fonda is 80. Actor Samuel L. Jackson is 69. And from Everybody Loves Raymond, comedian Ray Romano is 60.
Ah, Deborah. I've tried to work on that for the past 2 hours, and did I get any better?
No.
You still sound like Kermit.
Deborah, I'm Raymond here.
That really is straight up Kermit the Frog.
That's what I've worked on for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's not any closer?
Yeah.
Sounds like a deeper Kermit.
Kermit with some DayQuil.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go hang out with the boys today.
I don't even know.
You like you have entertainment news, right?
So Hugh Hefner is making sure his heirs stay sober from beyond the grave. The Playboy founder passed away in September and left his estate to 5 people, his 4 kids and his widow, Crystal Harris. His will, however, contains a caveat: stay sober or you get nothing. If an heir is found to be involved with substance abuse, they forfeit their right to the money. The heirs can request a drug test on another heir if they suspect there's a problem. Hefner was not a fan of drugs like cocaine and felt that alcohol and tobacco were killers. Khloe Kardashian surprising no one, but finally telling the world she's pregnant. The 33-year-old reality star posted a photo on Instagram yesterday of her baby bump being cradled by the hands of her and her boyfriend, NBA player Tristan Thompson. The rumor that Kardashian is expecting first surfaced back in September. It will be the first child for her and Thompson. That's your entertainment news, sponsored by the Season of Giving at Gary Crossley Ford in Liberty. Visit GaryCrossleyFord.com/events to learn more.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.